July 19th, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I come only to bring you the truth, which is holy love. It is those who fear the truth, who try to control what defines truth, who object to and challenge my apparitions and messages here and around the world. You can only be united in the truth. As long as truth is challenged, you will have disunity. You cannot recognize the truth until you recognize the difference between good and evil. This difference is defined for you in the Ten Commandments and in the commandment of love, which are holy love. Is it any wonder I send this mission into the world? This mission transcends the errors of the day and calls upon the hallmark of the New Jerusalem, holy love. In this call is your present moment victory, a victory unlike any you could embrace in the world. To live in holy love means to live in peace, a peace based upon unity in truth. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 5. The synopsis: imitate Christ's humility by living united in the truth that is holy love. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.